check them out and find out who's sick. My wife used to go in and taste them. I told her, man, don't like everybody came in here, pinch piece off that thing. I said, he wouldn't have any left. I said, don't embarrass me. Going around pulling stuff off and tasting it. She'd laugh, he'd go and pick. She wouldn't buy one of the stuff. I always cooked those cabbages where I couldn't eat them when I was coming up. She didn't have time, and they had no wood stove and all that, you know, and trying to cook a half a dozen things at one time, and she always cooked them too long. I'd like them. She'd that thing would stay on there until it turned right pink. And boy, they were indigestible. I couldn't digest them, save my neck. I got to ride, I wouldn't eat them. But he did them. He put vinegar on them. I'll put vinegar on them. I put vinegar on mustard, vinegar on turnip greens, but I'm not on a cabbage. I never could see that. So when I married first time, I began to love cabbage. My wife cooked them just 15 minutes, and they were kind of sweet, had a nice taste. I enjoy it.
Seven boys, seven girls. You say
you
had a lot of children. Yeah.
I have a large family.
You ever heard anybody, you know, talking about a large, something like that?
Say
they have a whole
castle. Yeah, a whole castle kids running on. I was an old-fashioned expression. I said, boy, he got a castle kid. Never did say he had a castle hog, a castle chicken. He always had a pastor kid.
You ever heard him say he had 14 head of kids? You ever heard that?
Yeah, they always use that, like, 14 head of animals of any kind. Hogs, I call them. Anything that had a group of them, I call them.
We talked about, you mentioned people grow melons, they grow watermelons. Any other kind of melons they grow?
Yeah, they like mushmelon and a cantaloupe about the same thing. I never could distinguish the difference in them. I think they're a different variety, but they all taste alike to me. I think maybe mushmelon might be a little bit harder and a little bit stronger than a cantaloupe.
What about those yellow things that they make jack-o'-lanterns out of?
Pumpkin. They grow with that pumpkin. Grow them on the fence, let them hang down over the fence. I ain't gourds on the fence. We got a vine running. They always use the gourds. We never did use very many of the dippers they made out of, but I just say grew them just half. Mm-hmm.
Reddy used to grow them all the time. My grandmother said
that
they make all the food taste like gourds, all the vegetables. She didn't like the one to grow them.
It tastes like what?
She said he grew those gourds out there. Make everything else taste like gold.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't do much of this thing. It's
wasted
money. They have, down here, they have what they call a citron. And very difficult. You neglect hiring the growers and citron to come up in there. Forget about that thing. You go through that and ask the guys to have the lead. The end of all that, you got to go and pick those things up for them. When you hire them, sometimes you hire them, cut them, but it does cut them up and you lose seed. Probably with them all the time. They do those chips with the major fruit trees and whatnot. They cut them up, put sugar on them. I don't know what they're cooking or not. I know my mother made fruit trees out here on the school about the chips in the past. I never liked it. It's really good for as far as I'm concerned. A lot of people really like it. I wanted nuts, raisins, stuff like that in mind. The citrus gave it a book. And I guess you had to put everything in there and feed that many kids. That's a book, see?
You're talking about you mentioned dry spell. How long does dry spell usually last? Is there a certain length of time for a dry spell?
A certain rainy season.